Good morning.
There you go. Glory. Well, welcome to Bethany and I Methodist Church. We're grateful that you're here this morning and under some trying times and difficult times, but the faithful few are always here, and I appreciate that. And I say few because there's a lot of us that are, but I'm going to get in trouble. I better behave. Any birthdays this morning? No women's fellowship on Saturday this month. That's in there. St. Patrick's Day. Anybody have any corned beef and cabbage? I'll come over to your house and eat it with you. One of the things that I think that we got to be so careful with is I'm not going to change my lifestyle. That's me. That's who I am. But I know it's a serious situation that we have where people can possibly be infected with this crazy virus that's going around. So we have to be cautious and just a little bit of common sense. But that's just me. I love people. I can't help that. I just love people. Except there's only one person that I don't like, and that's the devil. Everybody else I like. Some I like better than others, but I love them all. And but everybody's got to do their own thinking about this. My own personal opinion, I think the news media has caused an awful lot of harm in this, rather than concentrating on just getting the information out and people what people need to do. They don't even report that there's been how many thousands that's recovered. 48,000 has recovered from it. The medical people are doing a good job. But anyhow, you got any announcements good for the cause this morning? Phil? Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And now it's time for correction. Yeah, good. He is amazing, that Phil. We're grateful that Zion's here. We did not have the bus running this morning. Tina and Travis are in Utah. They went out there on a family event, and they're doing good. Tina Rucker called me yesterday, and Greg, her brother, has had a dry cough. And she wanted to get some wisdom on what she should do. And being Greg is kind of susceptible to things, so we decided that it would be best if we didn't run the bus today and, you know, pick up the kids and so forth, just a little bit of caution. So, because she was going to try to do it all since Travis and Tina were gone. So, sometimes you just have to, err on the side of caution. Yeah, that's good. You all got any thoughts about the things that are going on? I'm grateful that we live in the United States of America. I'm grateful that we have resources, we got medical people, we got so much going on, and we are still the greatest country in the world. You know why? Because we're helping other countries. That's just like whenever we have wars, you know, and we end up with some countries like Germany. We didn't keep Germany, we gave it back to the German people, and that's just the nature of the American experiment, if you would call it that. So, you got any thoughts about anything this morning? Good morning, Sandra. Yay. Oh, yeah, thank you. Don was just telling me we got brand new air conditioners, right? Both sides.
Heat and air.
And he tells me that Phil can control it from his iPhone. If it gets cold, and Phil can set the air heating from his house, that's pretty cool. No birthdays, no anniversaries. I think probably what we ought to do, and of course you can, I'm a hugger. It's just me. I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle greeting people and so forth, but probably in the corporate area like that, maybe we ought not to hug and kiss and shake hands and all that. And we could just reach across the aisle or look across the aisle and give them the old parade wave. Welcome to Bethel. Please. There's been a lot of them.
our neighbors asked me if we were going to have church, and I said, well, we're such a small congregation that I don't think we need to do that. You know, I mean,
we're recommended.
We're all pretty good about staying home if we're sick, so.
We're recommended a gathering of 200 or more, that, you know, you have to be real cautious, but we don't have to have a building to worship in, that's for sure, but it's the fellowship and it's the coming together and encouraging one another and, more importantly, praying with one another. So I've never been one to cancel church, even snowstorms or anything else. I just think it's important. If nobody else would be here, I'd be here. So that's just me. All right. Well, greet your neighbor in Christian love this morning. Hallelujah!